Thank you for calling Penguin Book Writers. How can I help?
I was just trying to chat with somebody. I have a message up on my screen from Penguin Books.
Sure thing. Who are you trying to reach? Do you have the name of the representative?
No, it just a chat window opened up, and I wasn't able to respond.
No problem.
I didn't know how.
So are you primarily looking for getting your book published, edited? What exactly are you looking for?
No, we have it edited. We're looking for a publisher. Okay. And I saw that Penguin is looking to publish. We have a book on leadership. Is that
right.
Something of interest to Penguin?
Certainly. We actually publish books of all ethnicities and genres. So if you're saying you have a book in leadership, is it leadership management or something of similar sorts?
It's leadership being a leader. It's how to be a leader of a large organization.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
We're eight different authors contributed to it.
Eight different authors.
All academics.
And are you the main author for this book?
I'm the manager.
Okay, all right. So, yes, we are actually looking for publications because, you know, New Year, January. So we are actually looking for some potential books for our 2023 catalog. If you have the manuscript ready, do you also have the cover designs to go with it, or do you need help with that?
With the what?
With the cover design that's going to go on the front of the
book. We have no cover designs yet. We just have the manuscript.
Okay, and the manuscript you're saying is finalized, no needs for edits or anything of that sort?
No, it's been edited by eight different academics. So, no, it's completely edited.
Understood. So I guess as part of the arrangement that we could actually help you get this book out there would be in terms of the publishing of the book and having our in-house design team create a cover art for the front and back of the book and have it registered in the ISBN registry and get it published. That's the only thing I think you actually require from our end, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. And do you have any idea when you're looking to get published, any timelines in mind?
We want to be ready to go by the fall academic session, so ahead of the fall.
I see. Okay. And is there a primary goal in terms of publishing this book apart from, you know, getting the information out there? And I guess you're trying to put it out there for the sake of the information is there, obviously, but I kind of like understand that this book is more inclined toward the academic side.
It is absolutely toward the academic side, but it does have, it can have a presence in business and general organizations.
Okay. And what would be your primary goal with the publishing of this book? What are you trying to achieve?
In the academic community, right now there are roughly between 396 and 410 universities who are all teaching leadership, and this would be an incredibly good textbook for those universities.
I see. So it's going to be more of a reference material information and also for the business to kind of like grasp information on how to become a successful leader. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right. So it actually touches upon many different areas of different, categories, so definitely a book of interest. The only thing that's required for you is for the design and like the, although the book is completed, I mean it's edited, but you have to understand there are certain standards that we have to follow for the publication of the book. So our process is like this. When we have a manuscript that needs to be published, we have it forwarded to our review team. It's an editorial board that we have which kind of reviews the manuscripts that are submitted to Penguins for the initial review to see, their status, to see if they're published or not, while also determining the capability, the potential of the book by outlining the strengths, the weaknesses, and any other aspects that the book might contain. So that is step one, the review phase. The second step, once the review is done, the team, if you don't have the cover design, a design team is going to help you preparing a cover art. Obviously, that's going to be based on your idea. You're going to have to provide them kind of like a reference. If not, then you can just ask them to be creative and explore different concepts with you. Once the cover art is final, the manuscript is going to be formatted up to the standards of the publication. It's going to be submitted to different publishers as well, apart from Penguins. It's going to be out there globally so that anybody, any school, library, or any other store that requests your book, they can have it available at all times. So that's what the printing and the publishing team is going to help you in terms of putting it out there. So all this is part of our process in a step-by-step manner. Once you pass through phase one, that is a review, the second phase would begin, and every step of the way, you will be providing your approval to continue. So that's kind of like how we work with our authors. Is that okay with you? Are there any questions?
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking self-publishing here, are we?
Mm-hmm. No, we are not.
Okay, we're talking about Penguin being the publisher of the book.
Penguin is going to be the publisher, and there's going to be, we are introducing a dynamic publication program where apart from ourselves, our imprints and other publishers like to fulfill the print-on-demand services. For example, when we publish the book for you, it will be having our name with it. But also, since we would be actually setting a network to our dynamic publishing program, your book would be available on Amazon and other platforms as well, such as Barnes & Noble, Kobo Books, and Google Books as well. So any store, library, or school that needs your book can request either through us or these publishers or platforms. Is that clear?
Yes, that's clear.
Okay.
What is the process of starting the review process? Do you want just a couple of pages? Do you want a prospectus done? What do you want done?
No, the review actually requires you to submit the whole manuscript, along with the fee that will be bared by you, the client, for the services of designing the cover art, formatting the book, and having it published. So that is included in the service fee. And obviously for the review, the team would need to have your manuscript in entirety, because they have to review everything from scratch to finish. They have to review each and every detail that is in there in the manuscript. And if you have any supporting documents or any reference material, that would be required as well.
Okay. If I give you my email address, can you outline that to me so I can talk to some of the other authors?
Mm-hmm.
Then once I get a consensus, then we can decide whether we're going to go forward or not?
Sure thing. I can have all the details emailed over to you, as well as the service fee that would be taking place in terms of this arrangement. And if you do decide to proceed, we can go forward from there. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let me have the email.
Okay. The email is computertype, computertype,
mm-hmm.
And the number 7177,
mm-hmm.
at outlook.com.
Okay, so it's pretty simple. Computer type 7177 at outlook.com. That's the email.
And my name is Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, Rogers,
okay.
R-O-G-E-R-S.
You got it, Jerry. I have all your details here. I'll email the information over to you if there's any questions, follow-up questions in terms of what's being discussed or what I'm going to be sending over. You have to respond back to the email, and you'll have the answer. Okay?
Got it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And be sure to put your name and how we can contact you.
I'll have my personal details in the signature of the email. Rest assured.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.